Welcome to the Isles Buzz podcast. This is your one-stop shop for everything surrounding your New York Islanders. And now, here are your hosts, Dan Petru and Noel Fogelman.
And this is the Isles Buzz podcast. Alongside Dan Petru, my name is Noel Fogelman. We are part of the Lighthouse Hockey Podcast Network. Please subscribe to the channel. We have so many amazing, great shows, BT Isles, Islanders Anxiety, and of course, Isles Buzz. Watch Van Shouting every Friday night at 5:30 with the great Michael Barton. We'll have a great show this week. Dan, the Islanders, they opened up, I guess, the free agency period, pretty quiet, but the biggest move was trading one of their homegrown players.
Yeah, moving Devontaes to Colorado for 2 second-round picks. When he filed for arbitration, that's when I guess what Lou said, his name was, he there was never shopping him, but his name was brought up in the discussion, and it was, he's probably going to get between $3 and $4 million, and the Islanders just can't swing that right now with the cap situation they're in. So you trade him, he's gonna be 27 next month. Let's not pretend like he's 22. Look, I like Devontaes. He did not have a good playoffs, but I still think he's a very good defenseman, definitely a second-pairing defenseman. And they got 2 second-round picks from Colorado, knowing that the Islanders were in a cap crunch. Other players have been traded, and not that return has not gone through. I mean, look at Nate Schmidt, got a third-round pick. He's every as bit as good as Devontaes, if not better. So with that being said, I think it was a good return. I hate to see him go. But you have Noah Dobson stepping in, who's 20 years old as opposed to 27. And I think he can fill in that role and eventually, you know, take more minutes than that. I really think the sky's the limit with Dobson. And now you think with the second-round picks that they acquire, they can move one or both of those to move some more salary off this roster, whether that's Johnny Boychuk or whomever. It seems like Boychuk's the most likely candidate. And then they can sign their RFAs and see where else we have as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, Every year, the 2 years Lou's been in charge of the Islanders, it's been the same, you know, mandate. He wanted to resign his RFAs. He wants to resign his, you know, unrestricted free agents. Last year, he did it all. He signed everyone besides Leonard, but he got Varlamov. This year, obviously, wanted to bring back the three guys. It was really difficult. But you look at it, Taze is probably the third best defenseman on the Islanders.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, yeah. If you do a combination between the eye test and the analytics, he was off the charts on the analytics. You know,
yeah, but if you look at the eye test, it didn't always match the analytics.
Right, exactly. That's why you need a good combination of the both.
I agree. We're
in the same boat where I think we favor the eye test a little more than analytics.
I like the combination of the two, but and usually they match up, but they didn't always match up with him.
Right. I mean, you know, extremely fast skater. He's, you know, good in the power play. I hate to see him go. I mean, this
absolutely. He's a good player.
Right. And this is something that Islander fans aren't really used to. Like having to trade, a young player for cap space.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're so used to like bringing in retired players like Tim Thomas just to get to the cap floor. This is something that we're not used to. You know, it's a shame, but the trade right now is incomplete until we see what Lou does with those two picks.
They got to get Boychuk. They probably is the most likely candidate to be traded, and right. They'll free up some money.
Right, Letty's staying.
Yeah, he is now. Yeah,
he is staying, and you know, because they have three. You know, right now they're kind of split with their right and left-handed defensemen. So, and they have Sebastian Aho, which, you know, he signed to a 2-year deal. They can slot him in. They also have Grant Hall. I mean, they have pieces. It's not like they traded Taze and they don't have anybody to replenish. You know, they have pieces. I mean, their defense is pretty solid. That's why also they traded Kyle Burrows. I don't think he was ever going to see a spot with the Islanders, but they traded him off the Soundtiger roster to clear up some, you know, more spots for, you know, Bodhi Wild, you know, and guys like that. You know, Van Assample, who also resigned, is going to be playing again this year. But, you know, Mike Hoffman's still available.
Yes.
I don't see him coming here. But a guy, you know, an interesting guy could be Anthony Duclair, which I think would be more in Lou's wheelhouse. It'll be a little cheaper than getting Mike Hoffman, I think.
I think if they do this right, they can get both of them.
That's going to be tough, and also to sign Barzal and Pulak.
Well, no, you'd have to move Boychuk, and then you have to move one other contract.
I mean, in a perfect world, you send those two number twos to somewhere and include Komarov and Boychuk.
Right, right. Because I don't think Duclair is going to cost that much.
No, because that would free up $9 million right there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and that's not, I'm not really good with math, but not, that's nine. I think they'd have just under nine. So it'd be $18 million right there.
Right, right.
You'd figure Barzal would probably cost anywhere from $6 to $8 million right now, depending on the length of the deal he's, you know, signed. Hey, let him sign the qualifying deal. That'd be great. That's not good.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
His agent would be fired. The league would fire his agent.
Yeah, totally. But you figure in between $6 to $8 million, depending on the terms.
Right.
I'd imagine Pulak would cost $5 to $6 million, also depending on the term. Duclair, four?
I don't think he's going to get four. I think he's going to get like two and a half.
Even better.
Better. And I think Hoffman's around five.
Right. So the longer it goes, the cheaper Hoffman's going to get.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it'd be tight to get all four in a perfect world. If you can get one of those guys, because they still need, obviously, a sniper. Hoffman fills more of that role.
Well, maybe you got to move. Maybe you got to move Everly.
You look at this cap mess, and you can blame a lot of it on Garcineau because some of the contracts were terrible. Going back to when Boychuk was signed, we all wanted Boychuk here. We all were.
No, the contract wasn't bad. It was the contract was necessary at the time. We all knew we would reach this point of the contract at some point, and we're here now. So that's the problem.
Right. That happens with every long term, you know.
Absolutely.
Right. Except when you look at Andrew Ladd, it happened immediately rather than, you know, 4 or 5
years. With all the injuries, right.
Exactly. But the way they structured these deals, they made them buyouts to be basically impossible.
Right.
You know, so which is pretty unfortunate. But they're still looking for, well, they were looking, I could say, for a third string goalie because Christopher Gibson signed with Syracuse Crunch, you know, part of the World Stanley Cup champion, Tampa Bay Lightning. And they brought in an old friend, Corey Schneider, which, right. If he's going to be a third goalie and starting in the AHL, that's a great move.
It is.
For depth, someone gets hurt, you can bring him up. Got to clear through waivers, so be it.
Right.
You know, and for the league minimum, that's totally fine. And I know the Islanders wanted him originally when he got traded to Jersey back in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't going to, you know, they didn't have a Bo Horvat type player to trade, you know, back then. You know,
well, it was a pick, and they used the pick to take Bo Horvat.
Well, I think it was Horvat in the pick, I believe.
You know, it was the number – no. It was the number 7th pick in the draft, which they used to take Bo Horvat.
Right.
The Islanders offered Nino Niederreiter the 15th pick that year. Right. And they wanted Horvat. They said, no, thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
And that worked out for the Canucks.
Yeah. And it worked out for the Islanders, too. They got Ryan Pulak and then Kyle Clutterbuck. And, you know, he worked out. And his line mate, Matt Martin, we're still waiting to hear. And I imagine that'll get done down the road as well as Broussard. I don't see him coming back along this goes.
No, I think they need to improve the third line there. And I think they need to improve over Broussard.
Yeah.
That's where I think Duclair comes in. That's where I think maybe a Michael Grabner on the cheap comes in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Grabner is waiting, which is totally fine to see what's going to happen with the season, you know, when it's going to start, I guess, you know, location-wise, you know, for his family. So the longer that goes, they can kind of just, you know, monitor him. But they did sign a depth, Austin Zernak.
Very good minor league player.
Yeah, he'll be fine because Bridgeport needs
football. They need centers. They have one center in their organization in the AHL, really.
Yeah, Travis St. Dennis, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
but, I mean, a guy that you could call up.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. You know, it's a depth move. And then when they traded Kyle Burris, they brought back another AHL forward, A.J. Greer.
Also a good AHL forward.
AHL, which is totally fine.
Right, they need like four more forwards in Bridgeport. There's no one there.
Yeah, right. And we also don't know when that season's going to start.
Right.
You know, which, I mean, I'd imagine it probably started a couple weeks before the NHL does. And if that's the case, you can see Ilya Sorokin start the season in AHL to get
right,
you know, which would be totally cool. But, you know, Devontae, it's pretty funny. He got married over the weekend.
He did, yeah.
Right, and 2 days later he gets traded. But, you know, you're a Quinnipiac guy just like him. And it's a really good gesture on his part regarding Sam Annis. Right.
Yeah, they made a donation. Sam Ennis' mother passed away this year, I believe, somewhat recently, and they're really good friends, so they dedicated something for her at the wedding, and they made a donation to his charity.
Yeah, I believe, like, instead of, like, giving out favors, they had like donation cards for each.
Right. Know, that's unbelievable. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. My, Devontae's story, you know, my son Zach, who is a big stick collector, he gets them, you know, pretty much every game he goes to in Bridgeport. He got a couple from the Islanders as well. After Taze was selected to the All-Star game in the AHL, he won the fastest skater competition. I forgot what it was. It was a really good speed. The next game, Zach made a sign, and he's like, "Hey, Devon, how fast can you give me your stick?" And, he wrote the number of how, you know, fast it was. And Devon saw it, and like one of the social media guys from Bridgeport saw it and was on the Instagram page and, you know, stuff like that. And Snapchat and whatever. So Devon, after the warm-up, said, "I'll give it to you after the game." And sure enough, he signed it and gave it to him after the game. And ironically, that was one of the cancer nights. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it ties into the, you know, the wedding and breast cancer. So he had pink tape on his stick.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and right now it's hanging up in Tyler's room.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah. You know, it's like, look, we're going to miss Devontae. He's a really good player. Yeah. This is what happens. You have to make tough decisions when you have no cap space.
Right, especially in a flat.
And everybody's saying how great of a genius Joe Sakic is. And yes, he's playing really well with the hand that he has right now. But let's see how great of a genius he is in the next summer when he has to pay McCarr and McKinnon.
Yeah, McKinnon still has, I think, 2 or 3 more years. He's still signed.
He has 2 more years, so they can renegotiate next summer.
McCarr is going to be interesting.
McCarr is going to be like probably an $8 million defenseman off his first contract.
Right, because even though it was his first full season, he burned his ELs his first year in the playoffs.
That's right. So
And remember, everyone was killing Sakic 2 years ago.
So I know.
Winning cures everything, which is totally fine.
He's done a great job. But look, every GM has these problems, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So let's see what he has to do when he has to pay McCarr $8 million. And what's McKinnon going to get? Whatever the max is, 15, 16?
Yeah. He should get what McDavid gets. I know it's probably crazy to say.
No. He should get market value. McDavid signed a couple of years ago. That's not market value anymore.
Well, the way the cap.
We need to stop doing that. Like, these guys need to be paid more. You know, if you look at the other sports, they're paid like bench players in the NBA.
Well, it's also a TV contract. I mean,
I get that. But, I mean, McKinnon's a $15 or $16 million player. He's the second best player in the league.
I agree with you, but.
And arguably, he's the best player in the league because he plays in the postseason.
I also agree with you, but. The way the, you know, the TV contract structured in the NHL.
I get that, but if I'm McKinnon, I'm not taking any discount. I want $15 million.
And he's going to be sitting out, or he's going to go – I don't know, who's going to pay him $15 million?
If he hits the open market, someone will pay him $15 million.
It all depends on the cap situation. And
people will – you make cap room for him.
When you know, it all depends on when fans can get in the stands, when they can get revenue.
Right. But we're talking also 2 years from now. So
contracts up, I think, after next year.
That's right, and there's going to be a bump in that.
You would hope so, because who knows?
If I'm the NHL, why wouldn't I negotiate with multiple networks? Like, you know, the NBA is on TNT and ABC. Why don't you go with NBC and ESPN?
You could definitely do that. I mean, you could also do – I mean, this is a conversation of the time, but NBC and TNT, or, you know, or NBC and
– No, I'm just saying, you know, you can do multiple networks. You can sell it to multiple. Like, baseball's on. When they play, the first thing I do when the playoffs start is, what freaking channels are these baseball games on?
Yeah, I mean, because the whole wild card round was ridiculous when
CBS and Turner and ABC and Hallmark.
The only time a game was on ABC, let alone the middle of the day.
That was weird.
That was crazy. Yeah.
The Islanders will be on Freeform.
Yeah, in between, like, you know, was that The Secret Life of American Teenager or whatever that show
was? Yeah, right before some kind of, like, right before, like, I don't know, some kind of marathon of Home Improvement.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, I agree. I mean, you look at, say, I don't know, DeMarcus Cousins in the NBA.
Right.
Would be the highest paid player in the NHL.
Right.
You know, and it's, well, that's just the money and the way it is. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate these guys should be getting paid more.
Yeah, I'm not taking any pay cuts from McKinnon.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough to, you know, negotiate.
Well, he grew into his contract, but he's making like $6 million right now. That he should be making probably at least 15.
You know what the funny thing is? His contract now is like the old Tavares contract.
It's better.
It was like the best value in the NHL.
Right, it's better because McKinnon's more dominant. No, but no offense to Tavares, he was very good under that contract, but McKinnon is arguably the best player in the league.
Yeah, so, I mean, they'll free up some space. They have Landeskog and Saad for 1 year, the next year, and that frees up almost $11 million right there.
And both of those guys will be attractive free agents.
Yeah.
But you're not going to pay them.
No. You know, so they should be able to pay McKinnon. He has three more years after this one.
So he has three more years. Oh, they have time. Oh, my God. That deal is so good.
To negotiate, so it's fine.
Okay. So, yeah. So, Sakic, they have a window. So, they have to win.
They have a window. McCarr is the one.
Mm-hmm. He's going to get $8
million. Yeah. But you know what? Ian Cole comes off after this year. He's making $4.5 million, so.
Welcome to the Avalanche Report.
Exactly. You know, the synergy here. It's okay. So back to the Islanders. Like, you hate to see Tate's gone. This is something, like, that's we're not used to being Islander fans, you know, saying goodbye to a young player, productive player. I mean, we've said goodbye to young players before, you know, Griffin Reinhart, Nina Ryder, but stuff like that. But, you know, and people, I don't know, maybe they were comparing this deal to the Reinhart deal, which you really can't do because there's no more Pirelli in the league.
No.
You know, you got market value. You got two twos, and to see what's going to happen with those moves. I mean, if they end up keeping it and they don't do anything, then they lost a trade, personally.
Oh, no, right. But there's no way. This can't be the only move. They can't.
No.
Because you can't afford to pay your RFAs without moving out more salary.
Right. Exactly. Because then you'll see definitely, you know, one of them hold out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that.
But they're going to have to bring a forward in. There's no internal options here. They have to bring a forward in.
No, and the
– I'm not counting on Bellows. I'm not counting on Wahlstrom. I'm not enthralled with either of them right now.
And it's funny you mentioned Bellows. The news came out last week that he
– Very weird.
– violated the substance – or the performance enhancement / substance abuse.
Yeah, so which one was it?
Right, we don't know. And he was already reprimanded and had the punishment. And then Lou basically said, just that's what the, you know, our response is what the AHL said. So it's kind of interesting what happens. And
how is that swept under the rug, though?
I don't know. I mean, because the whole COVID thing, because everyone, you know, I mean, if they were still playing,
you need some transparency there. I think I don't love that.
Yeah. I mean, well, then this is a league where if someone, you know, breaks his arm,
right?
Confirmation, he's unfit to play. You don't confirmation what the injury is.
Right.
So, I mean, there's no transparency.
But if a player is facing disciplinary action, they have to report that.
Well, I guess they did. You know?
Secretly, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a double.
The lack of transparency is disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's the NHL. I mean, you don't get that. I mean, hey, in the bubble, they didn't have any, you know, beat writers or any national writers, so.
Which was ridiculous, too. It was a lost opportunity.
I totally agree. I mean, the whole bubble, the whole experience was great. Everything was great.
Right, but they tried to control the narrative of their story.
Right, exactly. I mean, the ratings weren't great, but...
No.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think a lot of people are real... Like, how many of those games were on at noon and two in the afternoon?
Right, but even like, I know they were looking probably for a Vegas, you know, Colorado, at least Western Conference Final. They didn't get that. And the East, I mean, Tampa's a great team, but they're not drawing ratings.
No, they're not.
You know, even if the Islanders made it, I don't think they were drawing ratings either. I know it's New York market, but I still don't think they were drawing.
Probably not.
So.
Although the Islanders Flyers game 7 was like the highest rated game of the what do you call the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
So we'll have to wait and see about signing players. Whatnot. I mean, could be tomorrow, could be the next day. I know Boychuk has eliminated no move, a couple teams on there. So I'd imagine one of the teams the Islanders are trying to move into is probably on that list.
Possibly.
Right. I mean, I know Ottawa still has a lot of space. I don't know if he'd accept the move there. Who knows? I mean, honestly, I really don't know.
Yeah. At this point, he might waive it. Guys have done that. If like Hornquist, when he waved to go to Florida, he's like, they want me, I'll go there. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, Boychuk's won a cup already. He's just going to collect a check.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to see him.
I hate to say that because he's a competitor and I'm sure he absolutely wants to win. But at the same time, you know, it's like, hey, you want to go? Here's a cushy gig in Arizona.
Right. I mean, he's been a great Islander. He really has. I mean,
he has been. Yeah.
He changed, you know, the culture of it by him signing when everyone thought he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah,
it was like, oh, he doesn't want to be here anymore. Well, did he say that? No, he didn't say
He'll never resign. That's the first thing. Oh, he'll never resign. Letty will never resign. Yeah.
Right. And then you remember that the tweet he had, you know, 7 years, yes, yes, yes. And he's a great Islander. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, injuries taking a toll, age taking a toll. But that was a necessary move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, like I said, you knew what you were getting the last couple of years of this deal, and we're just at that point now. So this is what happens.
Yeah. And you look at, you know, when you sign an unrestricted free agent, you're paying from what he did. And when you pay a restricted free agent, you're paying what they're going to do or hope they're going to do.
Right.
And that just happens because I can't think of a recent unrestricted free agent contract that worked out. Like a big money one. I mean, it's hard to – I mean, Panarin, obviously, the first year has worked out.
Yeah, Panarin, yeah.
You know, but, I mean, like for the length of the contract, it's hard to think of one.
I know. Off the top of my head, I'm drawing a blank right now.
You know, I mean, okay, we'll mention Tavares, who
– they're ready to run him out of town, though.
Right. I mean, he was on the leash. He had great numbers. But, I mean, he was there to provide one thing, the cup. Or at least the second, round, and they're ready to run him out of the freaking, you know. And then we have clowns up, you know, up north criticizing Lou for only getting two number twos for Taze.
Right.
Worry about your own team there.
But right. I'm racking my brain here, trying to think of a free agent who really made a difference coming in for a long period of time. Oh, you know what? You know who is? You know, probably one of the best of. Yeah, I can think. It's not recent, but Zdeno Chara.
Oh yeah, right. I mean, totally.
But I mean, that guy's played out six contracts. You know what I mean? Yeah,
right, and he's gonna end up signing another one. It'll be great. I know it's never gonna happen. Let him finish his career with the Islanders. Sign him for one.
I know it's never gonna happen.
I know. They have their own issues, but that'd be great. But all the injuries that Boston has. I mean, Pastrnak's gonna be out, and Marchand has surgery.
Yeah, they're not gonna miss many games. But if it's a condensed schedule, though, it might be important.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to wait.
If it's a 60-game schedule and they miss 12 games, that's a big deal.
Right. And I know I mentioned it earlier in the show, and I know you love talking about him, but Josh Hosang.
No.
We have to. It's a hysterical story. I mean,
when can we end this?
It's never going to end. I mean, the fact that they qualified him, which surprised me, and then the fact that he is going to arbitration, or he filed.
That was hilarious, yes.
And Lou is taking to arbitration. There's no way they're negotiating. This has to go to arbitration.
I know. How do you defend them in arbitration?
No, and now I hope they air this live on MSG Plus. I mean, this would be amazing. I mean, because what is his defense?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, that he performed well in San Antonio when the Islanders loaned him to another organization.
Did he, though?
He played
all right.
He played pretty well. But yeah. I don't get it. And whatever, because they're not going to accept the ruling. They're just going to let
him. Oh, no. They'll walk away from it.
Yeah, right. At this point, they'll let him walk. And there was talk that he was going to go to Europe anyway. I don't know whatever happened with that. But it's going to be funny. I hope they air that. It's going to be like, Tommy Salo arbitration funny.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know. I would love to just hear. I would love just a transcript of that meeting.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know his agent's name, but you'd say, like, Mr. Agent, your client didn't play any games with the Islanders last year. He barely played any games with the Sound Tigers, but he played a lot of games with San Antonio.
Yeah.
How do you justify you're asking of, I don't know, because obviously the numbers haven't come out, what he asked for, which is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it can't be that far apart. He was probably qualified off the 10% raise off his base salary.
Right. So,
which is around 800,000 probably.
So let's just say it's 850.
Is he asking for a million? I mean, like, what is he asking? Right. Knowing Josh with his confidence, he's asking for 5.5.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's also a budding musician too. So, well, let's just say for argument's sake, he's asking for 900,000, right?
Yeah.
And the Islanders, they ask for probably 750.
Right.
There's no way they're gonna meet him.
Lou wouldn't give him an extra penny. Be like, shut the fuck up and just sign it.
Yeah, even if
Hosang, and we're gonna ship you to, I don't know, send you to Utica.
Yeah. even if he asked for one more dollar than the Islanders are offering, Lou would not give it to him.
I know, like, he could be like, yeah, I want $750,000 and an Applebee's gift card, and Lou will be like, no. We're walking away.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, Lou would go to Applebee's first, use a gift card, and then not even give him the expired one.
Oh, that's really funny.
That's how bad it is. But, so We'll see what happens. Devontae's how much he gets in Colorado.
I think it'll be between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
I think around 3, 3.5.
Yeah. But they, I know, let's go back to Colorado for a second. They're having a nice young defensive corp there with Gerard, Makar, Taze, and Bowen Byram.
But if you're Taze, do you just sign for 1 year? Because then you're UFA at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, because of his age, he could walk next year. I mean, because he's never had a huge contract. Do you sign for 1 or 2 years and then walk? Or put yourself in a position to walk? I don't know.
I don't know.
But that's something for the Colorado podcast to discuss.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's confusing, though? I bet they want to sign him for 2 years so they can expose him to the expansion draft.
Maybe. There's got to be other defensemen they can expose. No, this is not a Colorado Avalanche podcast. Who cares?
We're going there. Right, because Makar would be – you have to protect him.
Yeah, to protect Makar, yeah.
Right. Gerard.
You protect Gerard.
Right. I mean, Eric Johnson, you could probably leave unprotected.
You can leave him off.
Right. He might have no move.
I don't know
if he does not. Yeah, Ryan Graves, probably want to do him.
You can protect him, yep.
Yeah, so then the forward. So you probably go 7-3. But, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for joining us on the Colorado Avalanche podcast.
Yeah, all downhill from here.
Exactly. But, yeah, and then we'll get to the Islanders expansion draft next week. Every week we just pick a team out of the hat. We'll talk about them more than the Islanders.
Yeah, I know, right? It will happen because there'll be just something, you know. Yeah. So next week we'll talk about Thomas Grice's expected save percentage in Detroit.
Yeah, you know what? You mentioned Thomas Grice, and he signed with Detroit, and, you know, probably, well, we've mentioned this before, top 5 Islander goalie in history.
Yeah, he should be in the Islander Hall of Fame. Not retired number, but Islander Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. I mean, because the Islanders had a rotating, you know, carousel of backup goalies. You know, for like,
oh my God, and we could go through it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, mention too many of them, but Chad Johnson, Michael Neuberth, you know, when Nabokov started, then you had
Glenn Anders Nielsen.
Yeah,
who's the idiot? Oh, Mikko Koskinen, Peter Menino, Nathan Lawson, Joey McDonald, Dwayne Rollison,
Jan Denny,
Marty Baron.
Yeah, I mean, a lot. You know, Tim Thomas, who obviously didn't play, he was just here for the cap space. But I mean, and Grice was supposed to be just another one of those guys.
He really, I know.
They brought him in. And the fact that he, besides Tavares, carried him in that 2016 first round.
We forgot J.F. Berube.
Oh God, J.F. Berube.
Yeah. The reason why we didn't make a trade 1 year.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And it's a shame that they obviously couldn't keep him, but whatever. I mean, you know, good luck in Detroit. He's going to need it, but he got a good contract, and we're all going to miss, you know, Grice. But I'm sure, hopefully, when they do come back, we'll be fans in the stands, so they'll give him a really nice tribute and get a recognition that night. But I don't think there'll be a Kyle Burrows one, but because he didn't play good. But yeah, but I mean, you know, Bridgeport missing out. He got on the captain. They'll have to name a new captain, and he was a really good soldier down there, and a really good guy. Christopher Gibson, which is kind of funny because he was the last piece of the Michael Grabner trade. When they traded Grabner to Colorado, they got Colorado. Never mind. Toronto, they got 5 guys in return. Carter Verhaeghe was one of them. And Gibson, really good soldier in there. He actually won the game. The Islanders clinched the playoff spot.
That's right.
Was it 2015, I believe, right? That year. Or 2016.
No, it was more recent. It was like
2016, I think it was, yeah.
It was 2016, yeah.
Yeah, which was great. And he's, you know, all-star in NHL. He was really good. I think he's definitely up there in all, you know, Sound Tiger categories for goaltenders. But, yeah, so hopefully next week there'll be some resolution with the cap situation. And we'll see what happens there. And, Dan, where can they find you on social media?
You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram. And, yeah, I believe that's it. DanTanNoodle78.
All right, I'm the first Noel19. Be sure to watch Van Shouting on Friday with the great Michael Vartan. We'll have some alias questions for him and see if he can remember any of it. I have a feeling we'll remember more of it than he will. But
yeah, because we're losers.
Yeah, exactly. And make sure you subscribe to the channel, check out all the other shows, and we'll see you next week.